The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Chard Capital.
Okay, let's unpack this. If you're an investor looking at the energy world, you might think big projects. You know, hydro dams, power plants take years, maybe a decade plus.
Right. Huge timelines often.
Exactly. But what if I told you that for battery energy storage systems, BESS projects, we're actually talking months, not years.
Yeah. And what's really fascinating here, especially if you're maybe newer to the energy space, is that getting your head around these timelines, it's not just some technical spec. It's absolutely fundamental for your investment strategy. It hits everything, right?
Right.
Cash flow projections, how fast you can deploy capital, adapting to the market.
Okay. So it's pretty critical. And our sources, they seem to give a fairly consistent picture here. Most of these BESS projects, they go from getting the site sorted, you know, site control, to actually operating commercially in about 6 to 12 months.
That's the general window, yeah.
And not just tiny ones either. We saw an example, the Stanton BS project out in California. That was a big one, nearly 69 megawatts, and it went live in under 5 months. Which, I mean, for an energy asset, that feels incredibly quick. So what actually makes BSS development, you know, so nimble?
Well, a lot of that speed, it really comes down to the nature of the technology itself. You know, unlike a traditional power plant that's kind of custom built on site.
Right. Designed from scratch almost.
Exactly. BS units are largely modular. They're assembled in a factory. Think of them almost like giant Lego blocks arriving ready to be placed.
Okay.
So that simplifies the site work, the civil engineering quite a bit. And it speeds it up. Plus, things like environmental impact studies, the permitting needed, it's generally less complex and therefore faster than, say, building a new gas plant or a big hydro project.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So standardized parts, quicker construction, maybe fewer hoops to jump through for permits. But even with all that speed, there must still be things that can, you know, affect the schedule, like getting it actually connected, hooked up to the main grid.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you've hit on the key variables. For any energy project, really, BS included, you've got two big ones, local permitting and utility interconnection.
Right.
Now, local permits, approvals, that can vary depending on where you are. But often for BS, it feels more like permitting for commercial construction, not heavy industry.
Right.
And then the interconnection piece, that's getting the okay and the physical link to the grid. The utility has to do studies, these study queues, basically detailed checks to make sure adding your BS project won't mess up the local grid stability or need massive, costly upgrades.
Got it. So those can definitely shift the timeline.
They can influence it for sure.
Yeah.
But the core construction of the BS itself, that part stays pretty efficient, pretty fast.
That's a really useful distinction. So the like the hard build part is quick, but these external things, permits, grid connection, those are where you might see some variation.
Precise.
So thinking about this faster timeline, what does that really mean for you, the investor? I mean, beyond just getting revenues sooner, what are the deeper implications here?
Yeah, it's profound, actually, for how you manage capital. Think about those traditional long cycle generation projects. We mentioned nuclear, big hydro, coal plants.
All right, years and years.
Years. Your capital is tied up for a very long time before you see a dime in return. With BS, this rapid turnaround, 6 to 12 months, maybe even faster. It means you can put capital in, get the project operating, and potentially recycle or redeploy that capital into the next project, maybe even within the same fiscal year.
Wow, okay.
That gives you so much more flexibility, you know. Nimble capital management. You can react quickly if energy prices shift or the grid suddenly needs support in a certain area. And it lets you scale up your portfolio much, much more efficiently. It really makes BS feel like a repeat. Repeatable, scalable kind of asset.
So pulling it all together then, what this deep dive really highlights is that BS development, it generally operates on these practical near-term timelines. It feels much more like, say, commercial construction than those massive multi-year generation projects we might be used to thinking about in energy.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And if the interconnection and the permitting are managed well, it seems pretty common for projects to get from controlling the site to generating revenue within about a year, which is great for supporting, you know, timely returns and building a portfolio piece by piece.
Absolutely. And that leads to, I think, an important question for you to consider in your own investment thinking. Given this relatively quick project completion, this 6 to 12 month cycle, how does that change your perspective on, say, the liquidity of your capital in the energy storage sector? How easily can you move it, redeploy it? And what does this faster pace imply about how quickly innovation might happen or how fast the market might react? And maybe how should all of that shape your overall strategy for investing in this really rapidly evolving space?